This is HPR episode 1883 entitled, Don't Get Locked In. It is hosted by Nightwise, and is about 18 minutes long. The summary is, Nightwise discusses how he uses tools from several major software platforms to get his work done.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
On the edge of real and cyberspace, there's one place you can go.
Welcome to Nightwise.com.
Nightwise.com.
Tired of choosing between Macs, Linux, and OS X? Listen to the Nightwise.com podcast and learn how to slide from operating system to operating system using our hack tips and tweaks for cross-platform geeks. Tune tech into your way of life and let technology work for you instead of the other way around.
Hey, Hacker Republic Radio. This is Nightwise from Nightwise.com calling. Haven't done an HBR show in a while. Hell, I haven't even done my own podcast in a while. But I had some time to spare today. And I also had some gear that I wanted to try out. So I just wanted to share a little story with you guys that that happened to me a couple of weeks ago. As you know, I do the podcast Nightwise.com, which is a podcast with hacks, tips, and tweaks for cross-platform geeks. So I kind of focus on being cross-platform, using multiple operating systems, and letting that technology work for you. So I'm not OS biased in any way. And since a year and a half ago, I started my own company as a freelance IT architect. One of the things I do on occasion is visit small or medium-sized businesses and take a look at what they have IT-wise, take a look at how they work, and then help them to optimize that environment. And recently, one of my clients asked me if I could come down and take a look at their network and do a complete survey of what they had and redesign their network for them. I'm not going to get into the content of that or into the nitty-gritty details of the network itself. That's, of course, confidential between me and the client. But what I did do was bring my gear along. Now, I'm an IT architect. I don't have a big tool bag, but when I go out, I, mostly have my gear with me to do what I need to do. So kind of make state of what's around, scan the network, make notes, write reports, do presentation. And on that particular day, I had an interesting set of tools in my tool bag. Now, on Hacker Republic Radio, I know that the leniency, that the, the average mood of the HPR listener contributor is pro-Linux, anti-Windows, and Mac is evil. And I kind of like all three of them. And on this specific mission, I took not one, not two, but three devices with me. with three different operating systems on them. So what was in my bag was my Dell XPS 13 developer notebook edition. That's the HD screen edition. It's a beautiful laptop. It's kind of like an 11-inch form factor, but it has a 13-inch screen. I have the full HD edition. There's also a QHD edition with a touchscreen and an insane resolution. Didn't go for that. But I've got that with me. running Ubuntu 14.04 with GNOME 2. The second device I had with me was a Surface Pro 3 running Windows 10 and a MacBook Pro 15-inch running OS X. Now, I know what you guys are going to say, like, why the frack do you need all three? Well, I'll explain. Sorry for the cars. I'm on my lunch break and I'm on a walk. So the Dell XPS 13 has Linux on it, and it hosts most of my networking tools, like for example ZenMap, which is the graphical front end for Nmap, and you know, some other network discovery tools. And I needed that to plug it into the network and kind of get a general feel of what was going on, which hosts were connected, what kind of machines were on there. And with the Nmap and ZenMap, you can do quite a bit when it comes to that. So all the networking stuff, the really technical stuff, I did on the XPS 13 running Linux. The second machine I had with me was the Surface Pro 3 running Windows 10. And whenever I go to a client, I have this device with me. Why? A, it's a nice tablet-laptop combination. I have the lightest version of the Surface Pro 3, the i3 with 64 gigabytes of storage, but still it's a very nice device. And what I do on it is take notes, because I really suck at taking notes on paper. I tend to lose paper all the time. Either I lose it while I'm still using it, or I lose it shortly afterwards. And second, I don't believe in paper anymore. When I go to visit clients, I have the Surface Pro 3 with me to do the general thing, but also to take notes on. So what I was doing is using the Dell XPS 13 to walk around the entire site, plug it in, do all the Nmap scans, save all the screenshots, do all the exports. And in the meantime, I was taking notes on the Surface Pro 3 with the stylus and the OneNote application. Now, because I had two systems with me, I didn't have to switch screens all the time or even sit down. I could just, you know, walk around with the Surface Pro 3, take pictures when I wanted to, and kind of write down the notes that I needed to have. And especially when you're kind of discovering a small business network, it's kind of a complicated situation because nobody knows how stuff is set up, and you have to ask people, how does this work and how does that work? And you quickly have to, you know, jot down notes. And that's why I use the Surface Pro 3. Third reason, a lot of traffic today. Third reason I use the Surface Pro 3 is because it impresses people when you just casually set it down and start writing without using pen and paper, especially the small to medium businesses. That's impressive. OneNote's a great application to work with. The stylus and stuff works great. You can make screenshots, you can make pictures, you can all put them inside one document and you can write using the stylus, take annotations, draw on the pictures or the screenshots that you take. And that for me is very handy, and it puts it one level above Evernote. And after I did the whole network discovery thing, the whole technical thing, and I had taken down all of my notes, I kind of exported everything into a Dropbox folder. I sent the OneNote notations to Dropbox. I sent the screenshots and exports from ZenMap into Dropbox. And then I took out my MacBook Pro. Because at the end of the day, you have to kind of display your findings. And for that, I kind of like working on a big computer, having a medium to big size screen. The MacBook Pro is kind of my desktop-y thing. I do take it along with me to do presentations and stuff. And especially if you have to present your results, I love using the MacBook Pro. It's really reliable. It has Keynote, which I probably use the most for my presentations, because I love to rely on it, and I think it's a great tool. And you can really take those technical, that technical information that you gathered, and those notes that you've written down, and put them all together, and bring them into one presentation. And you have a large keyboard, big screen. You can kind of mush it all together and make a great final presentation. So what I did is I wrote up the report right there, right then and there. And I also made a small presentation to give to the owners of the company to show them what I had done that day and what I'd found out. I completed doing the entire network report, the paperwork as it is, on the MacBook Pro, sent them everything out, and closed up the project. Now, I know that some of you are gonna say, hey, Nightwise, you could have done that with one machine. And you would probably be right. I could have done it all on the MacBook Pro, I could have done it all on the Surface, and I could have done it all on the XPS. But it was a little bit more convenient, especially with the XPS and the Surface Pro 3, to work side by side, to have one computer in one hand and another machine in the other hand, especially when it comes to taking down notes. And the MacBook Pro, well, you have to present it in an elegant way. I'm not saying that you can't do that on a Linux machine, or you can't do that on a Windows machine, but they're not their core strengths, at least for what I feel when it comes down to doing presentations. The moral of the story is you use the tool you need for the job you have to do, and you take the best tool. I am not somebody who says that it has to be A or it has to be B. It has to be Linux or it has to be Windows. I just use what works. And especially in the business environment, I don't have the luxury to say, I will only use this or I will only use that. I mean, when it comes to flexibility and hackability, the Mac is perhaps not the best platform. When it comes to utter reliability and being virus-proof when you plug it into a strange and possibly hostile network, Windows might not be your friend. And when it comes to putting up an elegant presentation that doesn't look like it came from the 90s, Linux might not be the ultimate tool to use. But what I did learn is I use the tool that works for me, and I use each platform according to the strengths and weaknesses that platform has. And I use it in a business setting. That means that it just has to work. I don't have the time to tinker. I don't have the time to mess about. It has to be right from the first time. And I get paid by the hour, so doing some R&D work on the client's time is not something that I can afford to do. I have to give them results. So in the conclusion, it's great to be pro one OS and anti the other OS. It's pretty easy. But when you don't do that, and you don't limit yourself to a certain platform, you have the luxury of using whatever works for you and letting it work for you and not being held back by things like, you know, what I call semi-religious operating system or platform bias. Because at some point, you have got to admit that one platform is better for one thing and the other platform is better for the other thing. And once you kind of admit that to yourself, you open up a whole range of options and possibilities into really letting technology work for you. So not only as a, sorry for the wind, not only as a cross-platform geek do I hereby advocate the use of, you know, multiple operating systems, also as a professional, I can see merit in doing that. And it's pretty cool to, you know, work with different operating systems at the same time and see how the combination of all of these OSs can really work for you. So just a tip before you kind of lock yourself into one operating system, because here at HBR we hate proprietary software, we hate vendor lock-in, and the thing that we must ask ourselves from time to time is how much of that lock-in is something that we do to ourselves, and how, you know, choosing only Linux and only open source is also locking you in to some operating system and some commitment. So, you know, it's what I always say, let technology work for you instead of the other way around, and use whatever works best for you. I hope you enjoyed the show. It's a little short. I'm on my walk during lunch, enjoying what must be the last of the summer days. I'll probably be airing Nightwise.com episode very soon, and getting back on my podcasting horse as a knight, haha. But yeah, that'll come soon. So until then, you can find the website at www.nightwise.com. That's KNIGHTWISE.com. And, you know, subscribe to the podcast and learn more cross-platform ways of getting things done. Cheers.
You've been listening to Nightwise. You can find more articles and the Nightwise.com podcast at www.nightwise.com. That's KNIGHTWISE.com. The podcast with hacks, tips, and tweaks for cross-platform geeks.
Nightwise.com.
Tired of choosing between Mac, Linux, and OS X? Listen to the Nightwise.com podcast and learn how to slide from operating system to operating system using our hacks, tips, and tweaks for cross-platform geeks. Tune tech into your way of life and let technology work for you instead of the other way around.
www.knighthtwise.com.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HBR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.